Tonight, Jace Young makes his major league debut at third. John, you can go ahead and make the joke. They didn't block him.
Oh, you already made that for me. I was saving that one. Did it earlier, but thank you.
I would like to take all smarm out of this, all the Chapman smarm out of the situation, and say that this is a good thing. This is a good move. Scott Harris didn't call up Colt Keith last year at the end of the season, and we saw him struggle to begin 2024. Looking to avoid that with Jace Young. If you're going to punt on third base, you have to call up Young before the end of the season. You have to give him a chance to get his feet wet. Give him a chance to play a little bit of third and see. Give him a chance to see major league pitching and give him an opportunity to be a better piece in 2025. This is a good move for Scott Harris.
I think it's a great move for Scott Harris. And it was one that we kind of anticipated, and almost it was just a matter of when is it going to happen? Was it going to happen last week? Is it happening? Obviously, it's happening now, in a week from now. I'm glad it's happening earlier rather than later so he can get as many at-bats, as many opportunities at third base. He's a trained second baseman that they've moved to third, has had some issues. That's where his weak spot is. Can we see him make the transition from batter at the AAA level, third baseman at the AAA level, and continue to improve in both areas, but especially in the field at the major league level?
Yeah, I mean, the idea was if you weren't going to sign a third baseman in the offseason, that Jace Young had to be close to the major league level, that you would see him at some point this year, and we will. We'll see him tonight. And Colt Keith last year actually hit better than him and didn't get the call-up. So I wonder if something philosophically is changing, but I'm here for it. Because Colt Keith might not have had that rough May if he had 100 at-bats to close last season at the major league level. And the hope here, and this is all hope, these are prospects at the end of the day, the hope here is you give Jace Young a chance to be a better player in 2025 because he's on the team starting right now. And he has a lot of work still to do. At third base, 16 errors in 65 games. I don't know if third base is going to be his permanent home, but I want to see him field the ball at the major league level because it means he gets to see major league pitching at the same time.
Well, that's it, is you've got to be able to see major league pitching. And it's early enough to where if he does come up, and we've heard this from AJ, we've seen it with a number of players. We've seen it play out with Colt Keith where, yes, you can come up, maybe you struggle, maybe you find your way, and then pitchers adjust, and you have to be able to adjust to the new pitching. I think there is enough time for that process, even though it's abbreviated this year, to happen so that Jace Young can get into the offseason, know a little bit more at the major league level. Where are his strengths? How can I make those better? Where are his weaknesses? How can I address those so that when he hits spring training, when he hits opening day next year, he's a better player in a better place than he is now?
If he is incredible, and I'm not predicting that, but if he was just going deep all the time, you'd feel really good about third base going into next season. If he struggles mightily, it opens up the question of, do you need to at least have another option there on the 2025 roster? And they can both play. You'll learn things is the point. That's why you call him up right now, is you'll learn some things about him. What's the corresponding move? It's not just him. Sweeney comes up as well at shortstop. Couple guys who can play on the left side of the infield. Figure out if either of them are going to be key pieces on next year's roster. Who gets sent down?
That's a terrific question, because you're in a position now where some of the guys you're going to just have to simply DFA versus sending down to the minor leagues. Now, I don't know how it works for Akil Baddoo. He seems to be odd man out. I don't know that he is a part of the core moving forward.
No, but he's an outfielder, and you're bringing two infielders. So someone right from the infield's got to go.
Give me your options.
Okay. I mean, one would be, I hate to say it, fire up chips, Zach McKinstry.
Okay. It seems the most logical. Yeah. But again, lefty bat on the infield. You have to DFA.
Yeah. Gio Urshela would be another name if you're just like, hey, you know what? We've got someone to play third base now in Jace Young. You're on a one-year deal.
Again, it's a DFA.
Yes. That would be a decision. Bly Madrist would not be a DFA. And you could say, hey, Gio's going to play more first. Ibanez will play more first. We've got Jace to play third the rest of the season.
I think that's your answer.
Do you think it's Bly?
I think so. Because, again, I don't think that when you're looking at a core, do you believe that he is part of the future core?
No.
So,
well, none of the guys I mentioned are. Gio isn't. McKinstry isn't.
But versus, you know, what you can get out of some guys this year. What are you going to get out of Bly Madrist?
Well, he's been performing well, though. Okay, so that's the knock against sending him down right now is this is a decision. Obviously, there has to be at least one infielder. They're down to four outfielders if they send one. You think Badu's got to be one. But you see, send Madrid is counterproductive to how the team's playing right now. I'm a little suspicious here. I've got an eyebrow raised. And the reason is you make these announcements. There was a PR game to this, guys, and they let this live on its own last night and throughout the day today. And then the team goes down there, and they start gathering, and they have a press gathering around 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It seems like they're waiting for AJ or potentially somebody else higher up, Harris or Greenberg, to speak and let it be known who's being let go. And that tells me that's not just Madrid, and we're a little confused on Badu and the option situation and stuff. I don't think it's Javi. I don't think it's Javi. It would be groundbreaking, other than maybe they just said to him yesterday, hey, this is going to happen. This is your last at bat, and that's why he hit the homer. No, seriously. It'd be earth-shattering if it was Javi.
But you just said, I don't want people to lose sight of that. Do you think there's a small chance that it could be?
0.0001.
Oh, okay,
okay,
good.
No. Oh, okay.
Because no. Last I heard, they hadn't even considered it.
Right. That was smarmy. That was vintage smarm right there.
See, I knew.
I thought he said it was going to be nice to Scott Harris. This
right. I knew it. I knew there would be.
That
no,
was ridiculous.
Not have any smarm.
You're like you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know what I said. I'm sorry. All right.
So no, I don't think it's Javi. I do think they're. I think the McKinstry thing might be real, and I think they feel like they owe him, out of respect potentially, to do it the right way.
Okay.
And so that he can, I know it's going to sound crazy, so that he can have his little moment or whatever. It could be Urshela. They might be saying, hey, look, go try to sign with a contender.
Yeah, postseason roster.
Yeah, it's before September 1st.
Yeah. So,
but I think something's happening today that isn't, I don't think it's just Madrid and Badu.
You don't think it's going to be a couple paper moves? You think it's going to be something?
Yeah, or they just would announce it yesterday.
Yeah, it makes some sense.
There has to be later in the day. Something has to happen today, like in order out of respect, you know? And that's how they do things, and I respect that.
All about respect today. 248-539-9797. Okay, the thought here with Jay Shung and the call-up, good move. I don't think anybody's going to fight that today. This is a good sign for the organization that they want to get a look at him. And we haven't brought up Sweeney. He's not a top 100 prospect, so it doesn't move the needle, but it's a guy that plays shortstop. And one of the big reasons Javi's on this team is, well, no one can play shortstop. Be nice to see Sweeney hit the ground running, too. He was crushing it in AAA, which doesn't always translate, but what the hell else do we got to watch with this team the rest of the way?
Well, that's it. Is you just simply are trying to look and see how is Colt Keith continuing to develop? Is he putting a resume together? Because you asked AJ this. Is he putting a resume together to be Rookie of the Year? You look at all of the young players and even Riley Green. I know that he is on a rehab assignment. He'll be back up at some point in the future. Hopefully this year, do they bring up Spencer Torkelson? Has he been able to be, quote unquote, fixed? All of these things are what you're looking at because it's not a playoff team. They're not going to work themselves into a wild card position. So you're looking at individuals and trying to analyze for yourself, what is Scott Harris looking at? Does he see a core? And how will that shape his decision-making process in the offseason?
Who's the guy you're most interested in the rest of the way? Carpenter's back. Jace is up. Colt, we just mentioned, can he round out the year? AJ really wants him to end the year on a high note and solidify this as a foundational year for him. Parker Meadows is a guy I think we've all been excited to see in spurts. Mm-hmm. Could a spurt be like 6 weeks of good play to end the season? Who is it? Who's the one? And I know it's more than one, but if you were honing in with football on the horizon, knowing you know your focus is going to be elsewhere, who's the one guy you hope we keep bringing up?
Well, can I give you two?
No, you have to give me one.
Well, mine all season long has been Colt Keith.
Okay.
All season, I want to continue to see him develop in the field. Can he make the necessary plays? And can he just be consistent at the basic plays? Every once in a while make a, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not expecting him to be a you know, perennial gold glove second baseman, but it's about his bat. My second one, Spencer Torkelson. I just want to see, can he be fixed or is the ship sailed?
Yeah, that's mine too. And because I think it's, if he can't get up here at all this year,
ship sailed. Yeah.
It's had to have sailed. They were talking yesterday afternoon about, okay, you had a 3-game sweep and, you know, we can't have fun with this because the batting earlier in the year and all that stuff. Yeah. So anyways, they're going, what's the biggest what if this year? And Mike and Rico both said Torque.
It's not the carp injury. It's Torkelson.
If Torkelson just hit 25 homers and 230, this team's probably in a wild card race.
5 wins better on the edge of a playoff spot. Not in, right? It doesn't fix everything, but mentally it changes things. He's the right answer because we know they're not going to block Jace Young going into next season.
Right.
We don't know what the plan at first base is. If Torkelson were to come up here and fail miserably, I think you'd have your answer. You'd need a first baseman next year. And I think that's the camp we're in until proven otherwise right now.
Yeah.
But if he were to come up and offer some like last life of his Tigers career, it may change management's positioning going into the offseason.
Well, and so I don't think there's anything that Javi Baez can do, even though he's been on a hot streak for 2 weeks. Like, there's nothing he can do to change fans' opinions or what he is. But I do think there is a chance that Spencer Torkelson could. He's still young enough. We saw him hit 30-plus home runs last year. Can he find that swing? Can he make that a reliable swing? Even if he does it in the last, you know, few weeks of the season, doesn't mean it carries over to next year.
No,
we know that's not true.
No, we know that.
If he comes up and he doesn't, then I think that's, you have your answer.
That's a definitive. That's exclamation mark. It's 97.1.